Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control. My sugar was out of control. Waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range. My weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Live, live, hip, two, three, four, hip, two, three, four, live, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four, hip.
All right, you soldiers of Yahweh, this is your wake-up call. I'm Pastor Steve, and title of this sermon is The Age of Esau. Now, I had it in my mind and had some things planned out. It was going to be the year of lies, all about 2018. Well, Yahweh woke me up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm getting ready. I'm doing the show now. It's not quite 3 o'clock in the morning. And he says, no, it's not the year of lies. It's the age of Esau. And all I can say is yes, Father. Ties everything in. I mean, he's in charge. He's got it under control. The age of Esau describes exactly what we're in. The book of John, chapter 8, verses 43 and 44, starts her off here today. Verse 43, why do you not know what I say? Because you are unable to hear my word. Who's he talking to? Talking to the Edomites that had infested and infiltrated the Judahites in the area. They were not of Yehuda. but they were Judahites because they lived in the land of the tribe of Judah. Even though they were not of the racial makeup of that particular tribe of Israel. Verse 44, you are of your father the devil, and the desires of the father you wish to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and has not stood in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks the lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. That ties in the year of lies, doesn't it? There's the lies. But who are these liars? They admit that they are of Edom. They brag on it. They have bumper stickers. And this group of people, descended of Esau, are hated. The book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 18, and the house of Yaakov, that's Jacob, Israel, shall be a fire, and the house of Yosef, that's Ephraim and Manasseh, a flame, but the house of Esau for stubble, and they shall burn among them, and they shall consume them, so that no survivor is left of the house of Esau, for Yahweh has spoken. They've had this whole age for years and years and years to do their dirty work. Now, they've done the dirty work over in Britain and France. They are behind all the violence that's going on over there. They go all the way back when the United States of America wasn't even quite founded yet, and they started infiltrating over here because the Israelites were getting ready to build something wonderful, build something really great. That we're going to make a nation. And the seed of Esau had to destroy that from its inception. They wormed their way in. And even in the early government, and they sowed the seeds of destruction all the way back from the 1700s. All the way up to now, and they are on the attack worldwide. It is the age of Esau, Edom. They are frantic because they know their time is short. Their father, the devil, knows that he's running out of time. He's running out of time. It's just, you know. So he's desperate to take down anybody and everybody. And it's not that these creatures just hate Israel, true Israel, Anglo-Saxon Israel. They hate everybody, including themselves. They're self-destructive as well. All this genocide in South Africa. Look at what they're doing in South Africa. They have the blacks stirred up singing songs, kill the farmer, kill the boer. They have people giving speeches over there. We're going to kill all the white people. We're going to kill their dogs and their cats and their horses and their cows and their women and their children. We're going to kill them all. We're going to kill their pigs. We're going to kill their goats. Kill, 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 kill. We're going to kill Whitey, the white man. They're behind all our troubles. The white man's to blame for everything. We've got to kill the white man. And the farms have collapsed. They won't be able to feed themselves. But the agitators behind the scenes, the House of Rothschild and all the Edomites over there are egging this on. They're promoting this. They promoted the communist takeover by the communist-led blacks of that country to destroy the Boer people, who are of the tribe of Judah, the royal tribe. Take their land, and what are they going to do with the land once they have it? What are they going to do with it? There was nobody there at first when the white man came on. Now the white man has built something up, and the blacks think they're entitled to it. It's our land, back to land, to reclaim our land. Well, you weren't even here. There was nobody there when the white settlers, the Boers, got down there. They built all of it. And at one time, not in the not too far distant past, Sun City in South Africa was the hot tourist spot, the place to go. It was hot. It was wonderful. Man, they just had everything going. And now what is it? It's destroyed. And they can't run anything. Well, they're not Esau, but the ones behind them, the ones that have engineered all of this, are of Esau. Esau is busily at work there. And you try to tell people that, who's actually running the country? Who's getting these laws passed? And they can't tell you, or they won't tell you, because Esau is posing as Afrikaners. Esau is posing as Boers. They try to say they're Boers, but they're not. They try to pose as Israel, but they're not. This is their age. They've got dominion right now. They've had it for a while, and they have been busy doing the work of their father, the devil. They've mingled with the seed of Cain, the cursed seed, and the Canaanites' cursed seed. They've mingled with everyone. They're hidden. They pose and let people think that they are Israelites. They are pretenders. They are very, very good pretenders. They have bought up all the news media. They control that. This is their time. This is their age. And they are busily working at their father's work to try to kill and destroy Israel. They're working very, very hard. They've been very successful. Okay? Very successful. I'm not going to take that away from them. They have been very successful. It's coming to a head. I was going to do a show about 2018. That's going to be part of this. This is the age of Esau. They have had a number of presidents and leaders in this nation. They have engineered the laws of this nation away from righteousness. They have infiltrated Europe. They have infiltrated even the royal family in Britain. Esau is in that. You see the leadership in France. You see the riots in France. Who's leading France right now? Esau. Who is fighting tooth and nail to keep Great Britain in the European Union? When they voted out, they want out. But who is stopping that? Esau. The Edomites. The hidden. They change their name. They intermarry with the white race to try to appear to be us, to worm their way in. But they carry that DNA with them, because Esau long ago married in with the seed of Cain, and they have the satanic bent, and they cannot escape it. There's no out for them. They are what they are, and they can't be anything else. They just can't. They can't hide that, because it can only go so far, and then the DNA takes over and the aberrations in their behavior come out. Who has promoted all of this child sex stuff? White slavery. Who is behind that? Esau, who owned all the slave ships that brought slaves to this continent over here in the United States. Who owned them? Esau. Who's behind in engineers and finances and manufacturers in the porn industry? Who are the controllers? Not just actors. I'm not talking about actors. I'm talking about the people, the money people and the producers and the people making the money off of it. Esau. This is their age, the age of Esau. That's where we're at right now, and it's coming to an end. That's just true. But they're still on top for a while. They're slipping. They're panicking. That's true. But they're going to do a whole lot of destruction before they go down for the count. Mark my word. Esau isn't out yet. Okay? Esau still has some power. And they are using it. And they are using it for their nature, the nature of their father, the devil. Because Cain was the murderer from the beginning, and the seed of Cain married in with Esau. They married the cursed seed. And the Cainy, the Cainites, okay, married in so much that they disappeared as a distinct people. And they are now scattered abroad in Esau. That's where they're at now. They're mixed in with Esau. So they had a bad seed, Israelite, married cursed seed women, and then married out over the years with the rest of the seed of Cain, and they have that satanic DNA scattered among them, and they can't escape it. So this is their age. All of these things, the deceptions, all the wars, have been financed and engineered by the politicking of Esau to get Israelites to kill other Israelites or have other people kill Israelites. Israel is the object of their hatred, real Israel, and they know who we are. Their planned genocide is in full swing. All that stuff in the so-called Middle East. Plan to get our white sons and daughters over there to fight, to slaughter, because they don't care about the Arabs either. It eliminates some of their enemies because they don't like them either. The Arabs, some of them are crypto Jews like the Saudis, but a lot of them really hate the Edomites because of what the Edomites are doing to them. Well, it's not just the white race that they're genociding. They're trying to wipe everybody out except their own. Anybody that they don't kill, they want to make a slave. Because it's the age of Esau. Okay? Alright, we've identified the problem. We're now aware of people are waking up as to who and what they are and what they do. What can we as Israelites people do about this? You identify the problem. We've done that repeatedly, and you got to be blind, deaf, and dumb if you've listened to EFR at all. You know where the problem lies. What do we do as Israel? I can only speak as a preacher. I can't speak in a secular manner because my mind and heart don't go there. I'm into Yahweh and I'm into the Word and I'm into Yeshua Messiah. And I have found that the only solution is total obedience to Yahweh, which is to come out from among these people and be separate. Anybody that's not into Yahweh and Yeshua and is following Judeo-Christianity, which is highly infiltrated by these Edomites that I've been talking about, and is basically run at the highest level by Edom. You have to come out from that deception, that lie. Because remember, they're of the father of lies. And the lust of their father they wish to do. And they are the best liars on the planet. They are more efficient. They are more crafty. They are more subtle. They can slip that lie in. They'll put it in with a whole bunch of truth. And just slip it in. They'll even have some of their own. Bash Israel and bash their own people. And then slip in that little lie. Oh, listen, he's bad. He's telling the truth. He's bashing his own people. And then while he's telling you the truth, he's telling you a lie a little bit at a time as well. Slipping it in so craftily. So smoothly. That's Esau. It's the age of Esau. They're on top for a time. For a time. They will have a time that they're going to be on top. The time. The age of Esau. That's now. They're all around. They're behind the scenes. They're very busy. They never give up. They are tireless. What can you say? That's what they are. That's how they operate. I didn't say they weren't good at what they do. What they do is evil, and they're very good at evil. They're good. They're good evildoers. I mean, they're really very skillful at what they do. Subtle evil. Sneaky evil. Tireless, resentless too. Relentless, they never give up. If they can only make a little change, they just keep at it. A little here and a little there. Oh, it just, that little bit of poison that they drop in your drink, just a little. Just a little here and there. Oh, don't worry about that. That's minor. It's a small thing. Don't get upset. They're so smooth. And they'll talk their deception to you. And buddy up to you and suck up. And they just seem so reasonable and so nice. And then there's the persecution angle. And they've got these Judeos just eating out of their hands. Oh, they're God, chosen people, and they're so persecuted. We gotta send them all our money and help them. They're so broke. They don't know. There's all those old Holocaust victim widows over there that are starving. And is that nauseating or what? But you hear these talking head preachers on TV all the time spouting that stuff. Ad nauseum, it's enough to make you gag. And then their congregations totally believe them. And they go right along with it, and they will send their hard-earned money over there.
to the people that own most of the wealth on the planet because it's the age of Esau, and Esau has accumulated all the shekels. That's what they do. They're shekel people. Shekel grubbers. Okay? That's what they do. They go after the bucks. And believe me, they've got them. They're not poor. They don't take care of their individual people, but they accumulate and put all their money into the funnel that funnels it to the highest echelon so they can manipulate the rest of the world with their wealth. Because it's the age of Esau. It's their time, and the biggest weapon they've got is money. That's what they use. That's how they rule the rest of the people and fool the rest of the people. They buy news media. They bought all the Hollywood studios that make the movies. They packed their movies with their actors and slipped their propaganda in all the movies and the TV shows. They're all over the internet with their deceptions. Some of them are quite shrill. And they're not popular, they hate it, but others are so smooth. And then they'll get front men, Israelites that have sold out to them, that play Esau's game because it's the age of Esau, and Esau's manipulating these people, and they don't realize how much Esau hates them. They allow themselves to be used for money. It's all about the money. What they can buy, they will buy them off. They are whores. They have sold their soul to Esau. The Edomites, the Talmudists, the Satan worshipers, the child sacrificers, the pornographers, the drug dealers, behind the drug scene. Who got all that started? The communists. Who were the commies? Esau, Edom. They're behind all this illegal wave of so-called immigration. Who's behind that? Esau. What's the purpose of it? To destroy and overwhelm the white race of Israel. Esau hates Israel still. Always has. It's in their DNA. They can't not do it. They can't. They're helpless. They are set to a pattern that they cannot break. They cannot break out of that mold. And that's a vulnerability. And we need to exploit that and point that out. And then they get angry and they go crazy and they do even more stupid, violent, disgusting stuff. That's Esau, because it's the age of Esau, and they think they're impervious to all laws because they control the courts, they control the banks, they control the money, and they buy off these Israelites that are supposed to be doing their job but will not. They're not doing their job. They're just not. Because they're slaves of Esau. Because it's the age of Esau. You know,
know, that's how it is. And we can rail against it. We can just have a hissy fit. But the deal is, to defeat this, we need to be smarter than Esau. If they have strengths, then they also have weaknesses. We need to find the cracks and chinks in their armor and pry on that and continue to expose what they do. And they are helping us. By their very nature, they expose themselves. Because that's what they are. They're demons in shoe leather. They're of their father, the devil, and the lust of their father. They do, and they can't control that. They can't control it. It overwhelms them and dooms them to a set pattern. And once you find that pattern, as we have, coffee. Then you can plan your attack on the areas where they expose themselves. And boy, do they. They've got so much going on attacking us that they're making so many mistakes, because the age of Esau is coming down to its end. They're making too many mistakes, and they're getting too violent, and they're attacking too much. They're not taking it at a gradual, slow pace like they did when they were most effective, slipping that little bit of poison in the water. Just a little. Just a drop here and there. Now they're pouring it in by the bucket full. Okay. Okay. The water's tasting bad because of all the poison they're pouring in it, and people are noticing. They are noticing in Europe, poor cucked Europe, the destruction of their nation. The Brits have been disarmed. But they've still got their cricket bats. They're going to push and push and push and push and push. Oh, they'll never rise up. They'll never do this. They'll never do... Well... Don't bet on it. When Yahweh wants to end the age of Esau, he's going to do it. And there's nothing they can do about that. It's getting close to that now. We're watching the beginning of the end of the age of Esau. Their own behavior is bringing it on. They have got resistance in the form of Eurofolk Radio, all the other truther sites, all the chats on the internet. They have controlled the internet, but it's got away from them. It's too big. And they can't censor everybody. Oh, they'll come after you. There's too many of us and not enough of them. They've lost that battle. Oh, they'd have to shut the internet down entirely and eliminate it,
They won't do that because it makes too much money, and that's what they're about. They're about money. They can't not go after the money. They can't. It's part of their DNA. That's one of their little gods, is money. And they can't break away from that. And it's going to bring about their downfall. They have all these advantages, and they have all this power, and they have all this stuff, and we see what they do. But then they have all these genetic damage genes that control their behavior, and they can't help themselves. And as they become more and more inbred, these faults, these self-destructive faults, are coming out. They're really becoming evident by their actions. Their actions are so bad now that the regular people are seeing it and are waking up. Oh, you're an anti-Semite. First of all, they're not Semites or Shemites. And these pogroms and all this hatred directed toward them is because of their own behavior. Because it is the age of Esau, and Esau has felt secure in its power, even though it's temporary. And they have pushed it. They have pushed it over the line of safety for themselves. They're now into the danger zone, and they're continuing to push. They're never satisfied. There's never enough. They don't say, well, we're in pretty good position right now. Let's just let it rest for a while. Let the people go back to sleep. Let them feel secure. And then later on we can begin another push. No, they're in their strong delusion right now, and because it's the age of Esau, they think they are 10 foot tall and bulletproof. And they're not. They're not. We're seeing the end of the age approaching. We're seeing all the physical signs in the environment. We're seeing all the political signs in the resistance. We're seeing the attitude changes. Yes, there's a lot of Judeo-Christians that are never going to change. They're always going to worship and follow after and promote God's chosen people, Esau. Because those people are so dumbed down and so controlled that they cannot break away. They're doomed as well because they followed the wrong master. The remnant's going to be preserved and all the others are not. And you try to tell people that, oh man, you're a hate monger, you're a doom and gloom, you're this, you're that, all these names over and over and over and over. At the end of the age of Esau, when Esau is starting to panic, big time panic. And in their panic, they make mistakes, which exposes them further, which promotes more panic.
The age of Esau is starting to collapse in on itself. And when it falls, it's going to be a horrendous sight. It's when it breaks loose, brothers and sisters, look out. That's all I can say. You haven't seen really ugly yet, but it's coming. You know, oh, when, that's going to be up to Yahweh. I keep telling you, it's not my call. I'm a watchman on the wall, and I'm telling you what's coming. I'm telling you what the scripture itself says. You can believe it or you can not believe it. You can remain asleep or you can wake up. That's on you. I can't force it. But don't say that we, watchmen, didn't warn you. You can never say that. When you stand in front of the throne of judgment, don't say that we didn't proclaim Yahweh to you. We do. We do all the time. We proclaim Yahweh. We proclaim Yeshua as Messiah, not the Jewish Jesus. Yeshua. Yahweh is salvation. Okay? Yeshua. All the time. That's the main theme of ESR, EFR. That's what we do. So, it's out there. We've proclaimed it. Nobody can say we have not. Now, it's on the people that we've warned. If they choose to remain sleeping in this age of Esau, they doom themselves. They're going to have to accept their fate. And there's a lot of people that are going to go down. Scripture says a lot of people are going to go down. Book of Revelation said a third of mankind will be killed by the plagues. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. If there were 100 million people in the world, and there's a lot more than that, 33 million would die. There's billions of people, a lot of people everywhere, and a third of them are going to die just from the plagues. When they open up those seals and those plagues are put out, then there's going to be all these wars. What the plagues don't get, the wars will. When this breaks up, when the age of Esau finally ends according to Yahweh's will, when he puts the hammer down, there's going to be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Babylon is fallen. That's Esau's system. And when that system goes, when it finally is collapsed upon itself by its own weight and its own faults, there's going to be mayhem, death and destruction on a scale never seen before. Fires and earthquakes and storms and plagues. And when Yahweh's can of wrath is all the way opened and poured out on the earth, it's not going to be pretty. All you can do, I'm going to be very
blatantly, plainly honest. Your only recourse, Israelite, I'm not preaching to anybody else because you can't make a decision. Non-Israelites are hit. They're either good people or they're bad people. The good ones won't be destroyed and the bad ones will. You're not going to get eternal life. You're not going to be Israel. I'm speaking to Israel, the ones that will be transformed back to their divine state before we fell, okay? You need to get right with Yahweh. You need to be obedient. You need to follow what Yeshua Messiah taught, and all he taught was Torah. The Torah's not gone. The sacrificial rituals are done away with. They're fulfilled. That was the reason for his coming. It was the final sacrifice. There are rules to his covenant, that new covenant that he makes. You need to follow those rules. And you need to stay in this word. Don't just listen to me preach it. Get into it yourself. Follow it and learn from it. And as the age of Esau winds down, be prepared to enter into the age of Yahweh. I thank you for listening. That's the end of the sermon for today. My website, in case you have missed some of my shows, is www.pastor-steve.com. This show will air on the 27th of December, 2018. It'll be the last show before we go into 2019. And I hope and pray that the age of Esau comes crashing down this next year. May Yahweh bless and keep you. And thank you for listening.
Left, left, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, left, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip. Hip, 2, 3, 4, hip.
Psalm 91, known as the Soldier's Song. He that dwells in the secret place of Elyon, who abides under the shadow of the Shaddai, he is saying of Yahweh, my refuge and my stronghold, my Elohim in whom I trust. For he delivers you from the snare of a trapper, from the destructive pestilence. He covers you with his feathers, and under his wings you take refuge. His truth is a shield and armor. You are not afraid of the dread by night or of the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that walks in darkness or of destruction that ravages at midday. 1,000 fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it does not come near you. Only with your eyes you look on and see the reward of the morally wrong. Because you have made Yahweh, my refuge, the Elyon, your dwelling place. No evil befalls you, and a plague does not come near your tent. For he commands his messengers concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You tread upon lion and cobra. Young lion and jackal you trample underfoot. Because he cleaves to me in love, therefore I deliver him. I set him on high because he has known my name. When he calls on me, I answer him. I am with him in distress. I deliver him and honor him. With long life I fill him and show him my deliverance.
Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.